Does the government ever prosecute people it knows are innocent? Do the courts ever require that a defendant demonstrate his innocence rather than requiring the government to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, as the law has required for centuries? Is the federal government's crusade against drugs so maniacal and misguided that it will knowingly use perjured testimony, will intentionally violate constitutional freedoms, and will actually bribe witnesses to testify? My next guest is an expert on government excess and lawbreaking and the destruction of innocent lives caused by all this. Radley Balko is the senior editor at Reason Magazine. Radley, welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, Judge.
Well, what are some of the things that the government does in its maniacal zeal to prosecute people it thinks are participating in the introduction of drugs, controlled dangerous substances, into the stream of commerce?
Well, I think one of the really sort of nefarious things the government does is this use of jailhouse informants. When you combine these mandatory minimum sentences for drug crimes where, you know, if you're looking at 20 or 30 years to life, if you've been convicted of a drug crime, the really only way that you can get a reduction in that sentence is if you provide information to prosecutors in other cases that help them win more convictions. So what that basically is, I mean, the incentive structure there is for inmates to lie. It's for them to come forward with information about any case if they can sound believable. And it's really up to the prosecutor, the federal prosecutor, to determine if this information was valuable or not. So if you come forward and, you know, even if you do know a little bit about a case and you come forward and say it and it's not really enough, you've sort of given up your chance to get time off of your sentence. So there's really every incentive to lie, to exaggerate. And, you know, prison's a pretty terrible place, and a lot of people would
do anything to get out.
Yeah, they would, you know, they would sell out their own mother to get out.
Don't government prosecutors, who are usually pretty savvy people, don't they know that it is that the witnesses have a tendency to tell the prosecutors what they think they want to hear? And isn't that a form of suborning perjury, rewarding someone by getting them out of jail for tailoring their testimony? This is the bad guy. I heard him talk about it in his sleep in my jail cell.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, unfortunately, this is all about incentives, right? And I think the incentive structure for prosecutors is way off as well. You know, prosecutors are rewarded for getting convictions. That's how they get promoted. That's how they move on to higher office. And there's really no punishment at all for prosecutors who bend or break the rules. It's almost impossible to sue a prosecutor. And, you know, state bar associations, courts, rarely, if ever, discipline misbehaving prosecutors. So, you know, I think if a prosecutor thinks that the person is guilty and truly believes the person is guilty, a lot of prosecutors, unfortunately, don't have any qualms about using sort of shaky evidence, evidence that they might not even believe, as long as they think sort of the end result, that the person that they think is guilty gets convicted. You know, that's what they're after. That's what they're trying to achieve.
But do the courts ever give the juries the impression that the defendant has to disprove his guilt by proving his innocence? For example, do courts ever allow jurors to conclude, geez, there was so much controlled dangerous substances here, so many drugs in this garage or the trunk of this car, it couldn't have been for individual possession, it had to have been for distribution. Therefore, Mr. Defendant, prove that you did not intend or conspire to distribute this.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, there's this misconception out there that, you know, people are constantly getting off on technicalities and it's very difficult for the government to prove its case. You know, that almost never happens. Prosecutors have a very high win rate in these cases. And I think when juries come into these cases, they think they're there for a reason, right? They think some crime was committed. And, you know, I think the problem with allowing prosecutors to put on evidence that, you know, even they might not believe is that I think jurors think that the prosecutor is putting on evidence that he thinks is true, right? So I wrote about a case for our magazine, Reason Magazine, a couple years ago where, you know, the prosecutor brought in more than a dozen jailhouse snitches, right, in prosecuting this family. And it was clear that these guys were lying. I mean, the amount of drugs that they claimed to have sold to this family just wasn't feasible. It wasn't plausible by any stretch of the imagination. And there was a point during the trial where the assistant U.S. attorney handling the case actually said, it doesn't matter what I believe, it only matters what the jury believes. And that's a really sort of striking thing to say, because I think most jurors think that prosecutors believe in their case front to back. And the idea that you can put on evidence that, you know, you yourself may not believe is true, I think would strike a lot of people as very surprising.
Bradley Balko, thanks for joining us on Freedom Watch.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Judge.
You can catch today's show on foxnews.com/freedomwatch and on Sirius 145 XM 168 or online at foxnewstalk.com at 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. From New York, defending freedom. Until the next time, stay free, America.